So Duke's men's lacrosse team won the national championship last night after a 6-5 victory over Notre Dame. But we probably wouldn't be talking about this, but for the controversy that was generated by the Blue Devils back in 2006. This event last night was the first national championship for the Blue Devils, and the last game for 17 players who were on that 2006 team when it generated all kinds of media and legal controversy, including charges of rape and assault. Those turned out to be false charges in all cases. Dan Friedel, freelance sports writer, was at the Baltimore Ravens Stadium last night for the game. Good morning, Dan.
Hi, John. How are you?
Good. The Baltimore Sun describes this morning that with this victory, the statute of limitations for rehashing 2006 has run out. Do you buy that?
Well, I don't think there's any way for the kind of college sports cognoscenti in this country to get over the fact that that was one of the most sensational stories in college sports history 4 years ago, but it's certainly a step in the right direction.
One of the things that's been talked about since 2006 was that the team on 2006, because they lost a season, Duke canceled the lacrosse season that year, they received an extra year of eligibility. And on the team last night were players who had received that fifth year of eligibility, right?
That's correct.
What is the is the reaction to sort of that fifth year, and how controversial does that remain now?
Well, it seems like the sports world decided that that was a reasonable consideration to give these players some extra time because that season was absolutely wiped out. The program needed time to get back on its feet. The coach resigned, and the new coach came in mostly because he was the father of a current Duke player at that time. So they absolutely needed that extra year to kind of get going again. But this was a program that had a rich history. Even though they hadn't won a national title, they had been one of the top teams in the country. Mm. And they finally came through. They had an appearance in the national championship game in 2005 before the scandal broke. So this is not a program that came out of nowhere. This is a program that was nationally known before these allegations occurred.
Emotional scene last night there in Baltimore?
It was a tremendous finish to the game, and they certainly uncorked the champagne more ways than one after the overtime victory. The emotions were high, and it seemed like these players really wanted to let something fly because they had been under such scrutiny for the last few years.
Dan Friedel, freelance sports writer at Baltimore Ravens Stadium last night for the game where Duke men's lacrosse team won the national championships, defeating Notre Dame 6-5. Thanks, Dan.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.